there's a number of live investigations into where waste is ending up in the north at the moment. But in the round, yes, I'm satisfied that what is happening with our waste is meant to be happening. The real problem, though, Frank, is not that. The problem is that on the island of Ireland, for example, of every 100 plastic bottles that are bought, only 30 of them end up being recycled. 70% go into landfill. And of the 30% that are recycled, only 30% of those are recycled on the island of Ireland. So we have a mountain to climb when it comes to dealing with our waste. And what the plastic bag or the single-use carrier bag levy does is encourages us in small, symbolic, meaningful ways to deal with the issue of waste bags, divert them from landfill, protect our wonderful heritage, and generate a very small amount of money. What for? For environmental causes. And that's why I think in the papers today, in the media today, there's near universal acceptance that this is the right thing to do. Some people might dispute some of the details, but everybody is saying this is an issue that we have to tackle. Let's get on and tackle it in a bold and daring way.
Do you really think that people do want to this morning pay 5p for a paper bag?
I think that people this morning don't want to use single-use carrier bags. I think that people in Northern Ireland know the scale, wonder and beauty of our heritage. They know it's a big part of the character of our lives, and it's a big part of economic opportunity, not least for tourism going forward. I think people in Northern Ireland value our environment, and if they're given encouragement to protect it more, people will take up that offer, and I think that's what's going to happen. We're not different from people in Wales or people in the rest of Ireland, yet in the rest of Ireland over the last decade there's been a 90% reduction in the use of plastic bags. It'll be no different for us. In fact, in my view, given how much we value our heritage, we should have even bigger ambition than they have in the Republic, that over time we can reduce single-use carrier bags by 80 or 90%. And that will have an impact upon how our communities, our cities, our streets, our hedges and our countryside will look.
Minister, do you ever walk a dog?
No, but I walk and I see people walking dogs.
Yeah, you see, you sound like a man who doesn't walk a dog because you don't seem to need a plastic bag for its second use. And if you had a dog and you walked a dog and you were a responsible member of society, as I'm sure you are, you would realise that a plastic bag is an invaluable item to have in your pocket.
Well, a number of things. A lot of plastic bags are used for purposes after their first use. But the problem is that on the far side of that second use, including by the dog walkers, what happens to the plastic bag? It goes into landfill. What happens when it goes into landfill? It doesn't biodegrade for 500 or 1,000 years.
Yeah, but how would you lift dog dirt?
There's many ways you can lift dog dirt besides using a plastic bag.
Could you give me one?
Is that beyond the capacity of people to bring newspaper with them? And other ways of collecting waste that is less environment damaging. The alternative is, are you saying to me, Frank, that because some people might use plastic bags when they're walking their dog, therefore we don't deal with the issue of 250 million plastic bags being used every year in Northern Ireland, that you and me and all the dog walkers are using 140 plastic bags every year in Northern Ireland? I think that when you step back from the fact that people will have to change their behaviour, I think most people want to change their behaviour because they realise that in changing their behaviour, you actually protect our environment and you, in numberless diverse ways, make a small contribution to making this place better, more environmentally friendly, and in a wee way make a contribution to climate change.
Would it not be better to go along the line of Tesco, for instance, in recent times, have this bag, which is practically biodegradable? It may not be 100% biodegradable instantly, but it falls apart on the way home. It's practically a useless bag. Would it not be better to go along that line to have the shopper having that facility to carry the bag home, and then they would have it if they needed it for something like cleaning up after the dog, or indeed they would have it maybe for a host of other storage uses that they use these bags for at present, because people are actually going to go out now and buy plastic to clean up or to bin line or indeed to hold on to waste. So they're going to be paying twice, and it's not going to eradicate your problem.
I think a number of things. The first is that despite all the ambitions and the best intentions of people to deal with the issue of plastic bags, we still are using 250 million. The evidence recently, Frank, has been that even though there has been voluntary schemes, we're actually beginning to increase our use again of plastic bags. So I'm saying to myself, given the number of bags that we use, and given that they go into landfill, given the environmental damage that they cause, given that people want to become more environmentally friendly, given that there are alternatives to the use of plastic bags in particular, in all those circumstances, let's create a new regime. Your question reminds me of questions, Frank, that might have been asked a few years ago. Is there really a need to wear a seatbelt? Is there really a need not to smoke in public buildings? People realised that for a short time adjustment of culture, you have a longer term advantage and benefit to the individual and to the citizen. I think that's where we are in terms of green issues. All the evidence suggests that climate change is accelerating. The retiring chief scientific officer in England said 2 weeks ago that there's enough emissions up in our heavens to see global warming continuing for the next 20 or 30 years. I think that that's where people's minds are. That's why I think that whilst you're right to ask the questions, you're right to challenge me about why we're doing it in this way, I think the vast majority of people, this is what I'm picking up in the radio shows and so on and so forth this morning, people are saying, yeah, this is a good thing. This is the right thing to do. Might differ about some details here or there. But that's why I've changed the scheme to introduce more exemptions in the north than there might be in other places.
So why the exemption, for example, the shoe mender or indeed the person who dry cleans your clothes?
A number of things. There's a lot of exemptions that I think are necessary for hygiene, health and consumer safety reasons. So, for example, if you go into a butcher's, if you go into a chemist to collect a prescription, if you go in to buy loose food, like in a fruit shop, like round the corner from where I live, all those bags are going to be exempt. And this is more controversial, I've exempted bags for hot food takeaways, be it the sausage roll from the corner shop, the pan of bread from the local bakery, or the fish supper from the local chippy. They're also going to be exempt because I think practically that's the only way to best manage it. So there's exemptions.
Well, why the shoe mender?
I'll have to just check on the shoe mender and the dry cleaner. I presume there must be some health reason on the dry cleaning. The shoe mender one will have to just check on that one.
It says something in the legislation about a service being provided. If you're providing a service, you don't have to charge for the plastic bag. For example, we provide a bit of a service here when we're out and about on road shows, and we give out plastic bags with U105 written on them, and we have little goodies and giveaways inside the plastic bags, and they're free. The punter at the roadshow doesn't have to pay the 5p to us for that plastic bag, and it's more likely to litter the country than what I'm carrying my groceries home in.
Well, there is going to be bedding in issues, like does the radio stations give away bags, are they captured by the levy? And I haven't got an immediate answer, because that's one question that hasn't been raised by anybody at any time in any of the consultation, even by your own radio station until now. So I'll get to the answer. But in the round, in my view, the exemptions are the right ones, because they're ones that visit issues of health, safety, hygiene. And that's why, unlike in Wales, I've been a little bit more flexible when it comes to hot food. But let's not take away from the big ambition of all of this. If we are using 130, 140 bags a day, each one of us, we need to deal with that. And we can deal with that because people want to deal with that. And you can deal with it decisively as as the citizens and the people of the rest of this island have demonstrated over the last 11 years.
Yeah, those hundreds and hundreds of bags, things over the course of a year as opposed to the course of a day. But yeah. Alex Atwood, thanks for joining us. Thank you.